This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, an army tries to travel on its stomach. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Tuesday, 1954, Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. Four of us set out for a German restaurant in nearby Long Branch. We called this our Eine kleine Knackwurst evening. Each Tuesday, the Army served sea rations in the mess hall. Each Tuesday, we went off to buy our own supper, for who would be caught dead eating sea rations? Sea rations consisted of canned meat and vegetables packed in preservatives along with hard biscuits. Your stomach soon began to seize up at the sight of those olive drab cans. Sea rations provided 3,800 calories a day in battle conditions when it wasn't possible to set up a mess hall. The Army had to keep an inventory of the stuff, and its shelf life was limited. So at the end of that shelf life, the troops either ate it or let it cycle into the trash bin while they hitchhiked into town for real food. Barbara Moran tells how the problem of feeding troops in the field has haunted armies. Civil War soldiers carried a water and flour biscuit called hardtack, and they constantly suffered scurvy. The Army introduced the sea ration, or combat ration, in 1938. At first, a day's portion added almost 6 pounds to soldiers' packs. They took an immediate dislike to its taste. Then more problems arose. The cans would rust, labels would fall off, leaving one to guess what each can held. The Army came out with an improved sea ration, somewhat lighter, in 1944, but it still had to fight off a lingering, unsavory reputation. Meanwhile, the Army set out to create a lighter field ration. What they got was even less appetizing but better in combat situations. In 1942, a physiologist named Keyes pioneered the K ration. Whether or not the K reflected Keyes' name, we don't know, but the lemonade powder in the K ration was so acidic that it was reported to work better as a floor cleaner than as a drink. I don't recall ever having eaten a K ration myself. Today's combat ration is the MRE. That stands for Meal Ready to Eat. MREs are highly processed, well-packaged food. Tin cans have given way to lightweight plastic. MREs offer 24 choices of menu, including Chinese, Mexican, and Jamaican. They even have chemical heaters. Add water and a reaction takes place in an outer sleeve, making a warm meal of it. By all reports, MREs are lighter, tastier, healthier, and far better all around than the old sea ration. Still, when Desert Storm troops found themselves eating MREs for days on end, they renamed them Meals Rejected by Everyone. Feeding an army is a terrible challenge. Problems of weight and packaging are vastly magnified on a battlefield. Grocery stores supply food to kitchens. Combat rations have to be ready for use in an open field. Cafeterias feed hundreds. Armies feed thousands. It's no wonder that when I was a soldier, we would sing the song. Oh, the coffee in the army, they say it's simply fine. It's good for cuts and bruises, and it tastes like iodine. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.